once again will the renegade master. D4 Damager, power to the people's back once again will the renegade master. D4 Damager, with the ill behavior back once again will the renegade master.
We're back with more badass liberal talk. Bart Cop Radio.
The TV Guide came, and it seemed to have a bunch of interesting things in it, so I thought I would go through the TV Guide. This is the February 14th through 20th issue, so this is not this week, this is next week, depending on when you hear this. Okay, lots of stuff to talk about in the TV Guide. Oh, it's got three hot babes on the cover. It says these are the three girls from ER now, that ER got a lot prettier. Well, quit watching ER, so I don't know. Start off with Batman Returns. Probably never mentioned this before, but I collected Superman and Batman comic books when I was a kid. A lot of you may not know that the original Batman, the 50s Batman, was a lot like the first Batman movie. Is Batman was a dark dude. He would do dark things. When the original Batman came out, he was very much the detective. He would, as a lot like CSI is today, he would go to a crime scene and he would notice little mud on the floor of, say, the bank. And he would take the mud back to the Batcave and look at it through the bat scope. And he would determine that it had a certain amount of clay or it had feldspar or, you know, it would have something in it. And he would say, you know, there's only one part of town where feldspar is in the clay. And so he'd go to that part of town and look for the lair of the bad guys and then kick their asses or kill them. Like I say, Batman used to be a dark dude. But yes, Batman Returns. He's coming back, and there's something else about it. The Edge is doing the music for the Batman show. Hey, it doesn't get any better than that, unless it's Jimmy Page. There's a movie on Monday. It's called She's Too Young. Got your title. It's about casual oral sex among teens. Now, what an awful premise for a movie. That two young teens are having oral sex. It's just sex, the girl says. It's just something you do with boys, like dancing. Well, I tell you, when I was dating, there was no such thing as oral sex, trust me. But of course, that was 50 years ago. Little lucky bastards, I don't know whether. Here's a letter to the editor in the TV Guide. Feeling trapped by NBC. Jeers to NBC for TiVo unfriendly scheduling practices. Recent episodes of Ed, The Apprentice, and Friends began 1 minute before the hour and lasted 2 minutes beyond the half hour. TiVo is then blocked from recording programs that overlap these extra minutes, forcing viewers to record only NBC. Is the network in that much trouble that it has to hijack TiVo users with non-standard scheduling? I so totally agree. NBC, thy name is whore. They start the shows early, and I'm not talking like a supersized Friends where it goes, you know, till like it's like a 40-minute episode. That's one thing. But it's still a whore thing to do. But when they start that shit early, you know, most people bounce around. You watch a show on ABC from 7 to 8, and you watch something on the CBS from 8 to 9, you watch, and it just pisses me off when you're still watching the second your show ends, you switch over to the other, and it's already started. NBC, you're the worst. Thy name is whore. This lady's got a point. Matt Rausch is the TV critic for TV Guide. I trust him. I like him. He's got good taste. He says this show coming up, Bad Apple, starring Chris Noth. Is it Noth, N-O-T-H? He was the first detective on Law and Order. And then he went on to be Mr. Big in Sex and the City, which I haven't seen, so I don't know about that. But he's got a new show, Bad Apple. Apparently he's a cop in New York. And they say, Matt Rausch says that's really good, so I'm going to attempt to catch that. I realize I'm hopping around here, but hopping is what I do. This Sunday, Quentin Tarantino returns to Alias. Is that what it's called? Yeah, with the little girl with the red hair. Quentin Tarantino, he is very good. I thought on the first Alias, his first appearance on Alias was a double issue, and I thought he was real good. He and Jennifer Garner had a bunch of fight scenes. They said they just bruised the shit out of each other, which, you know, that would be weird to go to work and fight a guy. And, you know, even though it's pretend fighting, they said they, you know, you can't help but now and then hit the other person, and they all got bruised up. So, yeah, look for Tarantino on Alias this Sunday, on Sunday. Also, this is just for the men. I saw a picture that was really hot. Jennifer Love Hewitt is going to be Nancy Sinatra on that American, what's it called, American Legends, American Bandstand, whatever it is. It's on Sunday. And let me tell you, she was working this little pink skirt and these white boots, and she had her blonde hair. She's doing Nancy Sinatra. She's channeling Nancy Sinatra. She's doing, these boots are made for walking, but trust me, that is a VCR moment. Jennifer Love Hewitt working that skirt with the hair and the boots, doing these boots are made for walking. Holy cow, that's why the Lord invented the VCR. Also this Sunday, in a bad way, I'm a fan of Alyssa Milano, and she's doing I Dream of Phoebe. That's what the TV guy calls it. Alyssa Milano is doing, I've seen her show, she's got witches or whatever, her friends or relatives or whatever, witches, and somehow she lets the genie out of the bottle, and for some soap opera TV writer's idea of an explanation, she has to be the genie for a while, so she goes into the bottle. But anyway, Alyssa Milano in the little genie outfit, also not to be missed. Got a quote here from Dennis Miller, R.S.O.B. Dennis Miller says, I find Bill O'Reilly amazingly even-handed. Now, you'd have to be a partisan sack of shit to say O'Reilly is even-handed, because O'Reilly hates all Democrats and he loves all Republicans. But to Dennis Miller's diseased mind, that's amazingly even-handed. Now, I got a second quote for you. Might make you the slightest bit ill. Might need to sit down for this one. Janine Garofalo, noted leftist, noted anti-war leftist, anti-Bush leftist, said the following. Now, this is according to TV Guide. If this is a false quote, blame TV Guide. Don't blame your old buddy Bart. TV Guide says Janine Garofalo said, MSGOP's Joe Scarborough is so my opposite, I'm attracted to him. I don't know why any thinking human being would be attracted to a guy, a Republican bastard who murders young girls in his office, but that is only a charge. That is not a proven fact. Girl did die in his office, but luckily the imported hand-picked coroner decided that this young woman, she was like 23 or something, she was a jogger, the coroner picked by Jeb Bush, the disgraced coroner from Missouri that Bush had flown in, decided that she died while standing up. You know how dangerous it is to stand in Joe Scarborough's office. He wrote in his medical opinion, she died while standing up, and as her body crashed to the earth, she hit her head on the side of the desk. When the BFEE hires a coroner, they hire the best. Moving onward. Can you believe we're in the fifth decade of Beatles music? I found that a little strange. You know, I remember as a young pup watching the Beatles for the first time. I remember reading in the paper, when I was a little kid, I used to read the paper front to back every effing day. Front to back. Read that paper. I knew everything when I was a kid. And I read about this group in England that was setting records for how many records they sold. And there's a new and exciting sound, and you're going to be on Ed Sullivan in a couple of weeks. And I thought, hey, check it out, because I was into music as a young child. Seems like I was 9 or 10. Beatles showed up, and hey, yeah, that was damn exciting. Kids today, they see the Beatles and they think of it like Ben-Hur or something, but I tell you, I remember when the Beatles showed up, the place went ape shit, and you could hardly hear what was going on because the crowd was, well, you've seen the clip. That was some damn exciting crap. Here's a stray note. American Idol should have a whites-only section. Isn't it a little unfair? I guess it's, well, sure, certainly it's racist to say, but black people just can sing better, and they can dance, and they can do it. It's like they're more free than we are. White people are so uptight. They're so much, you know, they got the big stick up their ass, and they're just so afraid they're going to do or say something that somebody else might not like. Just seems like there ought to be a whites-only section in American Idol so the poor white people can compete. It's kind of a affirmative action for the white people. They say Barbara Walters is leaving 2020. After all these years, Barbara Walters is leaving 2020. There are some rumors that she's going to ABC, no, CBS, to star in a show called 80-80. But that's just a rumor. How to tell if you're GOP. When you see a clip of Ali saying, I'm the greatest, I shook up the world. If you think, God damn, that's one impressive son of a bitch. He put his ass on the line. He risked jail time to avoid going to Vietnam because his Muslim beliefs told him it was wrong. If that's what you say when you see Muhammad Ali, you're probably a Democrat. If you say, what's that nigger whining about now? Probably a Republican. Saturday, they're doing a cops special called Love Hurts. They're getting all the wife-beating incidents and putting them together. What could be more entertaining than seeing cops break up multiple wife beatings? You know, they're all gonna, all the guys who have their wife beating shirts on, and they're all drunk. They're all drunk on beer. Cops show up, take a swing at the cop, they arrest them. Can't beat that. Also Saturday, no, this is Sunday. NASCAR, no, this is Saturday. NASCAR's Hershey Kiss 300. Don't care, like Tommy Mac said, in racing, you get in a car, and you drive straight, and you make a left, and then you drive straight, and you make a left, you drive straight, you make a left. Can't hardly get any more fun than that. True Hollywood story this weekend, Arnold and Maria. You know what would be creepy? Arnold told his friends in Austria, his Nazi friends, that when he went to America, he was hoping to marry a Kennedy. Now, if you're Maria Shriver, wouldn't that just be just the creepiest thing in the world to have, to find out that your husband said, I'm going to America to marry a Kennedy, like, you know, I'm going to buy a Chevy, or I'm going to buy a Volkswagen, you know, to... He probably loves her, and she loves him and all that, but it just seems a little creepy to me that he decided up front he was going to get him a Kennedy, and he ended up with one. Sunday, presidential debate. My TV guide says it's on MSN. Now, I would kind of figure that to be the Microsoft Network, but whoever heard of the Microsoft Network is that it's not MSGOP. Yeah, it just figures they're going to have a presidential debate. And here we go again, Kucinich and Sharpton, please. Shrek is on, too. I never have seen Shrek. If you're a Shrek fan, you probably own it, but it's on this weekend. Oh, there's another picture of Alyssa Milano in that little genie outfit. Oh, my gosh. I've just broken the sixth and ninth commandments, if I know my commandments. Bowling for Columbine is on this weekend. If you haven't seen that, not a lot of laughs. It's a show you need to see, but it's not exactly chock full of humor. There's a guy in the movie who's just a fucking retard. He's a gun nut, and he talks about he sleeps with guns, and he's got a gun under his pillow. And Michael Moore said, swear to God, you seriously have a gun under your pillow? And he said, yeah, yeah. So he goes and gets it. And if I remember right, he puts the gun to his head. You know, he puts a gun to his own head like fucking Blazing Saddles, and Michael Moore's going, dude, don't shoot yourself for my movie. But somehow now that guy was suing Michael Moore for making... They're making him out to be a retard. Well, dude, if you wouldn't put the gun in your own head, Michael Moore couldn't make the case that you were a retard. The NBA Hoops All-Star Game this Sunday. God, I would work at McDonald's for three shifts just to avoid watching the basketball. Basketball, it's like soccer. Who would watch it? Michael Jordan, yeah, it's fun watching the brother fly, but if there's nobody going to fly, who the hell wants to watch basketball? I don't get it. Arrested Development is on. They say it's a great, great show, but I just don't know. I saw it once. It just never made me laugh, so I moved on. Okay, now here we are Monday. That Bad Apple show is on with Chris Noth. What do you say we pitch in and buy him a different last name? N-O-T-H, what are you supposed to do with that? Is it Noth or Noth? Either way, it's a bad name. Monday, Diane the Horror, Diane Sawyer. You know, I haven't printed that picture of her lately, but I got a picture, some pictures of her naked, her and Barbara Walters both. The Barbara Walters, she's got a see-through thing on, but Diane the Horror, she's just flat-out naked, not like Dr. Laura. There's never been anyone in history that ever got as naked as Dr. Laura. But anyway, I should run that Diane Sawyer picture just to give her a bad time. She interviews Mel Gibson. Now, I don't like Mel Gibson. I think, you know, the Lethal Weapon movies, they were fine. But as a rule, right-wing Nazi hate boys are just not up there with someone I would associate with. But I applaud him taking his little religious stand here. Apparently he says the Jews killed Christ. That's what they taught us in Catholic school. But hey, I'm old, but I'm not 2,000 years old. I don't know who killed Christ. I wasn't there. But he says the Jews did it. And the Catholics have been giving him so much crap about his movie that he took out the scene where they said the Jews killed Christ, and they still are pissed off at him. You can't make a Catholic happy. You just can't. It's like trying to make a Republican happy or the Jews happy. You just can't do it. So, Mel Gibson, I don't like him, but I applaud that he's put his character, he's put his reputation on the line to make this movie about why the Jews killed Christ. Good for Mel, as much as I can say good for a Republican Nazi bastard. The Littlest Groom. You know it's on Fox right away. You got a midget dating show. You know it's on Fox. Of course, it could be on NBC, too, with their fucking Fear Factor. Oh, please. Hello, I'd like to eat a horse's anus on live TV because I want to be famous. I want people to say, oh, there goes Bart. He's the guy that ate the horse's ass. What the fuck is wrong with people? But anyway, The Littlest Groom, they got a midget, and they got a whole bunch of female midgets, and he's going to pick one of them. Fox is such a whore. What they're going to do? They got this little guy, he's like 3 feet tall, and they got a whole stable of 3 foot tall women, and in the end they're going to bring in a tall woman and ask them, do you want to do the tall woman or the short? It's just so sick. I can't believe how sick. This is so much sicker than Janet Jackson showing her breast. You know that Janet Jackson thing, they are still going on with that. I don't know if I've ever seen anything that was so harmless that has created such, you know, the ripples in the pond effect. They say that Janet Jackson has changed everything. They had to take, ER had a, they were doing a show, some really old woman was under cardiac arrest, and they were going to shock her, and they were going to show part of her breast, or show her breast when they put the paddles on her chest, and they had to pull that scene out because, oh my God, it's a breast, oh my God. America will crumble to its knees and fall off into the fucking ocean if someone sees a breast on TV. Please, Christ, don't you people understand that there's a thing called cable? You know, have you ever, there's been times, I've been with Mrs. Bart 35 years or something. There's times when you're bounced around on cable, you see, oh my God, I get shocked and embarrassed. I go to the next channel right away. There's so much, every kid in America has seen that 1,000. Do you have the internet in your house? Do you know there are places on the internet, I'm not even going to tell you. That's how bad it is. I'm not going to even tell you. But, yes, there is just, but the idea that Janet Jackson's breast showed up and, oh my God, we have to change the world. It's like Bin Laden was right, you know. If we're going to agree with Bin Laden that, you know, the side of the female form is danger, you know, what the fuck have we won? When Americans going fucking backwards. Moving on, former liberal Dennis Hopper, who is now on his knees before Bush. Dennis Hopper, former liberal. What was that movie, Easy Rider, he did, where him and Jack Nicholson and Peter Fonda? Yeah, I mean, that's who he was. And now he's Bush's boy. Anyway, he's on Las Vegas this week. We watched the Las Vegas show. I've always said there should always be a Las Vegas show on the air at all times. As soon as one goes off, we need to have another one right behind it, because Las Vegas is real, and it should be on TV. College hoops, Oklahoma State at Oklahoma, don't care, it's basketball. Cameo alert, Latifah is on Eve, don't watch it, don't care. Oh, didn't Queen Latifah used to sing? You know, I don't think I've ever seen her sing in my whole life. She used to be a singer, and then she turned into a big-time movie star and media mogul or moguless or something. But I have never seen her sing as far as, well, she was in Chicago, but I didn't see that movie. Wait, I saw her sing with Catherine Zeta-Jones at the Oscar show. But besides that, never have seen her rap. Apparently, I'm guessing she's a rapper, but never have seen that, and that seems weird. She's a professional singer, never have seen her. Paul Winfield is Martin Luther King, the miniseries beginning tonight, which is Monday, on the Superstation WGN. Paul Winfield and Cicely Tyson are starring in King, celebration of Black History Month. I would like to see that. Don't know if I will, but it's the kind of thing you'd like to see. You know, you'd like to have in the library to watch it when you got in the mood. CSI Monday night. A picture may be worth a thousand words and a few thousand dollars to a paparazzo. Fucking paparazzo. That ain't no damn word. Paparazzo. You know, paparazzi came about. Some guy used the word in a film. Damn, I used to know the story. Like in 1962 or something, they did a film, and someone used the word paparazzi, and that's how it became a word. But I never heard of paparazzo. Sounds like something you'd put on your pizza. But one compromising shot may have cost a photographer his life. Now I'm asking you, is it legal? Should it be a crime to kill a paparazzi? I'm wondering. Because as someone... Thankfully, I am not famous. I so don't want to be famous. I would just die. But if I ever start to become famous, I'm going to sabotage myself to be not famous. Because I don't need some asshole hiding in my bushes with a camera wanting to get a picture of me coming out of the house. Hey, trust me. I will be in court because I will hurt those people. Everybody stay away from me. I don't want to be any kind of fame. Get away from me. It should not be a crime to kill a paparazzi. Monday, still on Monday, Anna Nicole Smith has lost a bunch of weight. You know, if she loses enough weight, her show might be worth watching. Anna Nicole Smith, at one time, hell, she was Playmate of the Year 1 year. You know, for her to just pack on an extra 100 pounds and then do a bunch of food jokes, and, you know, she was always flopping in something. She'd flop on the bed, flop in a chair, flop on a couch. I saw her once flop in a tub with no water in it. It's like, lady, quit flopping. So Anna Nicole Smith, hey, good luck to you, Anna Nicole. You know, we mentioned this on the page, but she caught all that shit. She married that old guy. Hey, trust me. That old guy, he got off cheap. When you're 150 years old and you get to stick your face in the boobs of a Playmate of the Year, you are working it. He got the better of the deal. When he died and she was supposed to get $400 million, hey, give her the $400 million. The old guy's prick of a son, he had like, you know, whatever, $10 billion, and you didn't want to break off half of one of those to give to the lady that made his dad happy. Hey, asshole, you didn't earn any money. Your dad had that money, and he gave it to you, and if you weren't such a prick, you break off some to give to the girl that made him happy. Moving on, possible I'm rambling here. My God, I'm with her. That's another show. Has hired Joan Rivers to do a show. Can you believe somebody hired Joan Rivers? I'm so old, I remember when Joan Rivers was funny. Of course, that was like 1980. You might be old, too. Joan Rivers, I'm telling you. Oh, here's something that's going to make Mrs. Bart's whole day. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy is back with new episodes starting Tuesday. You can't beat that. Queer Eye for the New Guy. What's it called? Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Back with new episodes. Miss Bart loves her Queer Eye. Boy, I'll tell you, that and Survivor and CSI... She doesn't hit me any of those days when those shows are on. They always put her in a good mood. Okay, moving on. Still on Tuesday. Got a lot of week to go. Then we got Wednesday. Check out Wednesday. Wednesday has The Apprentice. Don't watch it. Never have watched it. Don't think too much of Donald Trump. I just don't see any point. Apparently he tells a bunch of people to do something, and at the end of the show he says you're fired. I mean, what the fuck is the point? West Wing has a, check it out. West Wing's doing the Chinese spy plane story. It says a Navy fighter collides with a North Korean jet and the U.S. crew is missing. A defense contractor, Friends of Leo, runs afoul of the DOD. Yeah, apparently one of our planes gets shot out of the sky by the North Koreans. And I don't think President Bartlett's going to get on his knees and beg pretty please, we're very sorry. We're very, very sorry. I'm begging you, please give us our people back. I don't think that's Bartlett style. Law and Order is on tonight, too. But, more importantly, poker. World Poker Tour, Wednesday. Competitors include Lane Flack, who is excellent. You ought to see this guy play poker. He is excellent. I think he's the guy that beat up Jerry Buss, the owner of the L.A. Lakers. Just beat the shit out of him every time. It was awful. Every time, Lane Flack, he'd have a 3-4 in his hand, which is just a horribly pitiful bet, or hand. And he's playing Jerry Buss, and Jerry Buss, having like a pair of queens, which is a fantastic hand. And every time this Lane Flack, he'd say, I'll bet $200,000, and this idiot Jerry Buss, he folds. And then he'd turn over and says, dude, I had a 3-4, what are you, stupid? And then the next hand, he'd have a 5-6, and Jerry Buss have an ace-king or something, and he'd do the same thing. He'd show him the cards, hey, dude, look how stupid you are. What are you, stupid? And he just did that to him again and again and again. Anyway, Lane Flack, monster poker player, loved to see him. Phil Ivey, who they call the Tiger Woods of poker, because he's black. We forgive him for that. I like Phil Ivey. He's got these big eyes. You know, he'll get a hand. If he gets a monster hand, he doesn't show it. He's all stone faced. Then he starts doing the left eye, the shifting of the eyes, left right. He's fun to watch. Howard Lederer is another one. They call him the professor. In poker, they have what you call outs. Which means, you know, as a total, you get a total of 7 cards, but when you get 6 cards, after the 6 cards are shown, you know you got 1 more card, and that's usually when you get the heaviest bet. And the out is when you need like a 7 or a king or a spade. You know, if you can get one of those 3 cards, a 7 or a king or a spade, you're going to win. And he's supposed to be the expert, the mathematical genius that, those are called outs. So, you know, if you get a 7, you win. If you get a king, you win. If you get a spade, you win. And he's able to calculate in his head that, you know, whatever, there's 13 spades. There's 3 or 4 sevens and 3 or 4 kings. So you add those up, call it 6 and 13. You got 19 possible ways that you can win, 19 out of 52. So that's what, 30%, something like that. He's supposed to be the master, the guy that can do all that math in his head. He's a lot of fun to watch. Who else we got? Ron Rose, I know him. And Andy Block. Yeah, not sure about him. But anyway, this is one of those very, very, very good poker games. You got to watch. Boy, if you ever liked the poker, this is what you need to watch. It'd be nice if they'd start doing new games, too. But you know, poker hands, there's so many poker hands. Hell, they run, you know, 60 or 70 poker hands in a two-hour show. And as time goes by, you know, you can't remember the hands. So watching the repeats is almost as good as watching the original. On Wednesday, we have Bill O'Reilly on Jay Leno. Now, as I posted on the, what day was it? The Wednesday issue, Bill O'Reilly has finally owned up to his word. He said if we go into Iraq and there's no WMDs, he's not going to trust Bush anymore. Well, now he's finally come out, reported in the Wednesday edition, that yes, he no longer trusts Bush. He says, he just basically came clean and said, I said I wouldn't trust him if he lied. Turns out he lied, so I don't trust him anymore. So Bill O'Reilly is only 99% whore now. He used to be pure. Thursday, oh, bingo, big bingo for Mrs. Bart. Thursday, you got your Survivor, you got your CSI. Also, you know, as you know, a lot of people down on Friends because they're leaving and people are making a big deal. I think it's a big deal. You know, they say the difference between a movie star and a TV star. A TV star is someone that you let in your house. A movie star, you know, Hannibal Lecter, you wouldn't want in your house. So you go to the movie to see Hannibal Lecter. But the Friends, you invite them in your house. And, yeah, I'll say it. After 10 years, I'm going to miss not having Friends around anymore. Mostly watch, like Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston. But it is a well-written show. And they're shutting things down now. And we kind of figure they're going to give Monica and Chandler a baby. And, oh, it makes me sick, but Ross and Rachel are supposed to get back together. In the next Thursday edition of Friends, Rachel's dad has a heart attack, and she turns to Ross for support. And supposedly this is going to rekindle their little deal. And also, when they fade out, they're going to be together. Friday is Joan of Arcadia. Always a good show. Each and every show, blockbuster. Big time, solid writing, better acting. Also Friday, Dweezil and Liza and Lisa are hosting Bill Murray. You know, Bill Murray, he's that odd duck. He won't promote a film. He'll be in a film, but he won't promote it. He won't go on Carson or Carson. How old am I? He won't go on Dave or Leno and promote the movie. He just refused to do it. You know, a lot of these times, you know, these movie stars, they do a movie and they get in a studio somewhere and they do like 30 interviews in 2 hours, 3 hours, something like that. You know, you do Seattle and then Houston and Miami and Cincinnati and all that, and you get all these little reporters from all these little cities asking, oh, how's the film, tell us about it and all that. And Bill Murray, he just doesn't do that. I kind of like him for that. Also Friday, the Dusty Springfield Reflections. The White Lady of Soul is Petula Clark Carl Springfield, who died in 1999. Check this out. They're going to let her sing 17 songs in their entirety. You know, I really, 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 really hate when they talk about a musical group and then they show you 10 seconds of them singing a song and then they talk over it and then they fade out and they do it again and again and again. Oh, I just hate that. But they're going to let her sing 17 songs in their entirety. And why do we like Dusty Springfield? Well, she is a good singer. She had some good songs. But I got a little place in my heart for her because she told Atlantic Records if they if they had any brains, they would sign this Led Zeppelin group. And Atlantic said, who? And she said, Led Zeppelin, you fucking morons. Go listen to them. It'll blow your doors off. So Atlantic went to listen to some Led, and they thought, oh, yeah, let's get in on some of that. And they all made hundreds of millions of dollars. Little Dusty Springfield, little sidebar there. All right, closing up on our fantastic TV Guide episode. Oh, yeah, and closing out the big movies for next week, Bowling for Columbine and Porn Star, The Legend of Ron Jeremy. Now, I don't know a lot about porn, but Ron Jeremy I know as a porn star because he's funny as hell. If you ever seen a porn film with Ron Jeremy, he's just funny. He doesn't want to do a regular porno film. He wants to make fun, and he's very funny and very entertaining. So, that was the TV Guide for this week. Sorry it was only 40 minutes out of your life, but yeah, it struck me there was a few things in the TV Guide that were funny, so I thought I'd mention a few of them to you. So this is old Bart checking out.
This summer, it came from Minnesota.